Welcome to the AMAA Martial Arts Masters Blog Talk Radio Show, hosted by the American Martial Arts Alliance, dedicated to building the awareness of professionalism in the martial arts through martial arts management and student development.
Hello, everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, and welcome to our Martial Arts Masters and Pioneers Radio Network. You know, we have been interviewing martial artists all over the country. We're getting ready to start interviewing our international friends to talk about the martial arts. You know, we launched the Martial Arts Masters and Pioneers book. This is then going into the third year of that particular series of the book, and it is a part of the Who's Who in the Martial Arts book series. And the focus that we have put in the book is really focusing on martial artists and what their contribution is to the martial arts today. We're also focusing on, you know, why did they get involved in the martial arts and how has the martial arts impacted their lives. And so we have tonight with us Master Marvin King, and he's going to be with us, and we're going to be talking to him about the martial arts, about his school, and we also want the program to be sort of a pre-qualifier. So if you're listening to this recording and you happen to be in his city and town and you're looking for a good martial arts school, then he's already been vetted by us because we have him featured in the book. And so we want to really recommend the AMAA inductees that are part of our organization for you to take a serious look at if you're interested in beginning a martial arts or fitness program. Hey, sir, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How you doing, Jesse?
I'm doing good. I am doing good, sir. Doing good, better and better. You know, we've been really pushing the book and really pushing people to use our systems of marketing to enhance and grow their business, whether it's fitness or whether it's martial arts. And so we wanted to really interview you and our other inductees so that when people are hearing about the book and who's in the book, we want them to be able to hear you and so they can connect with you there. So again, welcome to our show tonight. So tell me, how long have you been started studying the martial arts?
Hey, Jesse. First of all, I want to thank you for letting me be on your show. I think it was a great time meeting you. And just to let you know, I've been doing the martial arts for a long time. You know, I go back about 45 years in the martial arts. And it seems like it just wasn't, it isn't, when you start, you never think you're going to be doing something this long. But I'm just happy to say that I was able to stick with something for such a long time. So after I added up all the years, it was about 45 years I've been doing all these martial arts, various systems, various styles.
Wow, that's great, sir. You know, that's what we call the longevity of the martial arts. And, you know, we have our master's section of the book, which, you know, when you look in there, a lot of these guys, especially masters and grandmasters, these people have about 40, 45 years of expertise in teaching the martial arts. And when you're on that journey, you know, I know for myself, I never, you know, I have my base system, which is my foundation, but the study of Aikido, the study of Taekwondo, integrating Kung Fu, Jiu-Jitsu into my training, it was a lot about what I did. And since I was at Duke University teaching physical education, I had to always stay up on what is the next fitness trend to be able to bring back to the school. You know, so that is important that we continue to study and learn. So when the student stops learning, that's sort of the end of it. But in the martial arts, being a martial artist, we never stop learning. So, you know, I've talked to several people over this past week, and we're going back to, you know, when we got started in the martial arts, what was our motivation? And I'd share with everyone, which is my bragging point, that, you know, growing up, elementary school, middle school, high school, you know, I couldn't punch my way out of a wet paper bag. I was a scary kid, and nobody in my hometown would believe that I'm a martial artist. But these are some of the same things that our kids are going through now. When I was coming up, you were just called a coward. You know, you were yellow. I don't even hear the words like that anymore. I don't know when I've heard the word coward. Now we have words like bullying, and which it comes up being the same thing, is that it's a lack of confidence. That was my problem. It wasn't I could not defend myself or fight. I just didn't have the confidence to be able to do it. And that affected everything in my life during that period of time. So what got you motivated to become a martial artist, sir?
That is the big question, right? Because, you know, you look back to say, you know, think about why you started this martial art journey, or at that time, you're not even thinking about a journey. You're just thinking about doing something that's kind of cool. Because back in the 60s, when martial arts was just kind of being introduced to the American market, and we were exposed to it young through the Green Hornet series with Bruce Lee, and then the Kung Fu series, David Carradine, and Batman and Robin had some of these things, and the Our Man Flint series. These guys would do martial arts and kicks, and just was intriguing to me as a kid to be able to do to learn something like that, but it wasn't always available. And plus, I was a pretty shy kid. You know, I was kind of kept to myself. And I realized that, you know, anything I liked, I would kind of stick with it. I was kind of that kind of kid. And when I saw this martial arts, I just told my parents, I need to get involved in this thing some kind of way. And so they put me in this little, back in those days, schools were kind of hard to find. They were like many miles away from your house. And in the 60s, you know, money wasn't always so available to do these things. So they try to find, my parents would look for little places like high school gymnasiums that offered martial arts schools at nighttime, and different teachers would teach these classes. So that's where I started. I started in one of these places where the teacher was basically a guy there and about five other people in blue jeans and bare feet and T-shirts. And he would start you doing some chokeholds or whatnot. And the guy, I just remember back then, when I tell this little story, you'll wonder why I even stayed with the martial arts. But the guy choked me out and teaching us how to get out of a basic chokehold, a frontal chokehold, by pushing your index finger into the hollow of the throat. And if done right, you know, the person that's doing the choking will basically gag and release the hands. And that was the theory behind the technique. So as they put the chokehold on me and I was trying to break this hold following this special technique, and it wasn't working for me like it seemed to be working for the other folks in the school. And I was turning all kinds of colors, red, blue, pink, and I basically, they're saying, get away from it. And I couldn't get away from it. It didn't work for me. And they finally just told the guy to stop. So I realized at that point, maybe this is something that's not going to work for me. But for something happened strange that day. I came back. I kind of found something like I should have been able to get out of that thing, and it challenged me, and something inside of me clicked that said I needed to know more about this. I wasn't running from it. Now, I know some folks, they go through that and they basically say, I'm done with that. I teach students who are a little shy and they don't want to be put in certain situations, because you have to be a little different the way you teach. But back then, it was just hardcore. They put you right through it. So eventually that little school closed. I went a couple more times, but they weren't able to maintain themselves. And then I joined a school that was quite a few miles from my home. And we started training there. It was a Taekwondo school, and it was very organized. And it was called the Ohio Judo and Karate Association School back in, I think it was 70s, early 70s. Mm-hmm. And I stayed with those guys. They had a nice Korean teacher, and his wife ran the school. And I stayed with them. He did a judo class, and he did Taekwondo, and I learned the kicks, and I learned the punch and some forms, and got up to green belt. And just worked hard in the school, learned how to kick and learned how to punch. And it started coming together. Still, I got beat up a lot, but I was always a bigger kid, young, but pretty big kid. So that school was another one that folded after a while. My parents couldn't get there. But I still loved the art. You know, I still was looking for learning that, and I got intrigued. I wanted to get in better shape. and I just wanted to be a little more confident and get good at this. And, you know, it's something about just the feeling of, I call it now, maybe it's because I wanted to be a superhero or something, that, or I wanted to be able to learn something that was special and different, because, you know, learning something from the East was so different than just regular boxing or something, or regular athletics. I was an athlete. I liked basketball and stuff, but that martial arts stuff was just was crazy to me, the stretching and the exercise. I just got stuck on it. So I stayed with it, got in pretty good shape, and kept working at it. And that journey led me to today, as I studied with a lot of students, and a lot of good teachers back then. They were hard to find. And here we are now in 2019, and I find myself still doing it. Two black belts later, and many martial arts systems under my belt, and lots of study, and here we are, still doing it. I just still remember that exact day of being choked out. It was quite a journey.
Yeah. Well, you know, what I have discovered is, in the moment that we begin to quit is the moment that we begin to grow. You know, because I had a very similar thing like that. I started teaching martial arts full-time when I was a green belt, and I went up for testing because all of our schools came together, and they failed me, and I felt that it was because they didn't like me. And I was going to throw my stuff in the car and pull it off, and I was never going back to school again. And, you know, as I'm doing this, is one of the girls that I've been teaching, she came out with another young man. She said, so if we fail, then we should just pack up and quit. I remember turning and looking at her. I'm going, no, you shouldn't. And we had tests and tournaments on the same day. And I was a green belt, been in the program for about a year. I'd never been to several tournaments. I never won anything. I'm still in this weenie Jesse stage. And I went in there, and I won my first place trophy in fighting. That moment changed my life. So I now use that, and I understand that is that moment when I get knocked down. This is the moment I begin to stand up. That a change is getting ready to happen. So that's why I tell people, say, don't laugh at me. Don't push me down. Then you're going to be okay. If you're going to laugh at me and you think you're going to prove me wrong, you have definitely met with the wrong guy, because that's just not going to happen, because I am seriously the dog with the bone. But it's always about something positive. That's what martial arts has really taught me, is about, for everything, you know, in school, wasn't a good student. And I got involved in a business class, and I wrote this business plan, and I was so proud of myself. And the teacher brought me to the front of the room. Jesse, did you write this? I'm going, yes, ma'am. I was waiting for her to pat me on the head and tell me how much a great person. She said, you're not telling the truth. She tore it up and put it in the trash can. And I'm going, and I still remember that. But, you know, I look at where I am in business, where I've been, the things I do. It was okay. All you did was just simmer that fire inside of me to still prove Ms. Smith wrong. You know, you tore that business plan up. But that's what we're talking about. For people that are that's around negativity, or they have that, I don't think I can do it, finding a good teacher, that's the first thing, because martial arts doesn't do anything for you. It is the teacher. It's that teacher, his knowledge, his abilities to coach you, lead you, motivate you to go to that next level. That's what it's really about. So the martial arts is a tool in the right hands, can really empower. That's the reason why we want, you know, individuals that are looking for martial arts. You know, look at our website, discover who's on. We have our e-directory. But, you know, you want to find that people that have already been through the AMAA, have them for your instructors, have them for your personal trainers. You know, this is what, this will be, you know, like I said, you can always call us and ask us about the person. So, you know, that's what you really want to do. Now, now I have a question for you. Now, because we're really talking about the same thing, but how do you think, or how do you feel that the martial arts, how has it impacted your life?
Well, that's a good one there, Jesse, because you know, that can go on for quite a while. But I've started thinking about some of the things you just said, and the not quit attitude, and where did that come from? Did that come from the martial arts, or is it something that was in me? Well, maybe it was in me, maybe it wasn't, but I experienced it through the martial arts, and I realized that not quit attitude carries on through everything else in life. And what I find out is that as I would train through different systems, and folks would have many reasons for not wanting to stick with the program, or they just not get interested in continuing with the school. I just loved it, and I just felt like that was something that was not in me. It's just leaving. So to put it simply, to not quitting or moving forward courageously on anything that I do, whenever I feel like something's going to turn bad or it's not working out properly, I just decide to go back to my martial arts training or my martial arts mentality. Now, I don't, you know, it's not nothing you just say, okay, I'm going to go up back and you go into this meditative state and say, okay, I'm going to be a martial artist and get through this. No, it's just something that comes out and it becomes a part of you. And I think the training and tenacity and strength that you learn and confidence that you get through the martial arts training is what pushed me through a lot of hurdles. At that, you know, I was, like I said, I was a shy kid growing up, and as I started to go out into the workforce as I got out of high school, and I played basketball, and I had my good moments here and there, but basically I was a shy kid, but talking to folks and talking in public. But as I got out in the workforce and started realizing that life is a little tougher out there, and you don't get as many breaks, and they're going to put roadblocks in front of you, and you got to step around them, walk over them, find a way to get through them. And that tenacity and that confidence that comes from the martial arts, and it really helped me get through those moments. As I moved away from home and joined the military and the Navy and went through those periods, and got the martial arts training still stayed there. I still practiced all the time. I always found time to do meditative things and work my stretching, my kicking, my fitness, my forms when I could. And those things kept me focused and kept me out of a lot of mess and things that other folks may have been doing that weren't so positive. So as I got out of the Navy and started going through other portions of the workforce, I realized that and moved away in different states and whatnot, martial arts, I seem to always come back to martial arts through the lonely times when you're alone, when you're having rough periods in your life. If I feel a little negativity, I just get focused in the martial arts and start training again, and everything starts to become a little better. And as I got my black belt in Hung Phut, which is a Chinese Southern style, teacher said one thing that kind of stuck with me. He says, if you ever have any questions, just look to nature and get the answer. And I had been doing that for such a long time, but when he verbalized that, it really made a lot of sense to me. So many of these things have been impacting my life in that way, has been very, very helpful for me for martial arts training. So I try to pass that on to others, and which inspired me to help and teach others the way I've been taught, and also try to instill some of that knowledge into them. Don't quit.
Right, right. Well, then I think this is a key part of this study. And I always say to people, there are three things that happen in the martial arts. There are the people that take martial arts, and then the people that do martial arts, and then there's the person that learns to study the martial arts. That's that person, because when a student, when they, you know, how many people do kids or people did you see, well, I do martial arts. Or they come up and say, well, I take martial arts. Then you have that few that say, well, I study the martial arts, because the study of the martial arts is a lifetime. Because in the study of the martial arts, we go into the human anatomy, the nervous system. I mean, so, you know, motivational training, you know, it goes into so many things that the technique is just one part of what we actually do. And so when you're studying the martial arts, it's never over. You know, it's never over. You're learning, and that takes you over to other things, because into the field of just educating yourself, not going back mm-hmm. to school. I'm talking about self-education, because in mm-hmm. the world that we live in now, education, technology is really easy for you to be able to do that. So what are some of the things that you focus on in your training classes?
I try to keep it simple. I try to keep to the basics as much as I can. I run two classes, a basic class pretty much, an advanced class, intermediate advanced. And I try to maintain that kind of structure, because there's always people that need to come back to the basics, and that's always available to them. And I encourage you always to take a basic class as much as possible. And when I see people coming back to basics and learning the footwork, stance work, learning how to sync the body and just basic strength training. I also teach, I'm very heavy into fitness and conditioning. So I run a conditioning class, and I'll talk a little bit more about my business, the Bowie Kettlebell Club, which is a fitness and kettlebell specialist, and the martial arts, a very good correlation between the strength training with kettlebells and martial arts. I found just was a great complement each other very well. But in my advanced classes, I have I get into the Qigong and the breathing. Teach my students about how to be strong, how to the breathing. I don't know if you're familiar with a technique called Qigong or a system called Qigong.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
In which it's the hard Qigong, martial Qigong, medical Qigong. They now even have business Qigong, which I find some folks are just interested in learning that kind of thing to help them relax and become better at relaxing and dealing with the issues that they have on the daily regular daily work days. And then there are folks who like the martial Qigong, which is a little more dynamic and kind of relates better to the martial arts and also to the kettlebell training. And so I focus on I focus on those kind of things. And I also offer a self-defense or combatives program where folks can complement them their overall strength and new strength with self-defense. And that's where I basically kind of keep my focus on now in the structure of how I teach. It's broken down into the strength training, which includes all types of flexibility and different types of awareness of the body. The Qigong training, which is focused on the breathing and kind of into the Chinese, getting to the mental aspects of the martial arts. And then we get into the self-combatives. So all the years of training has come down to this little simplicity of training. But I can get into there, I can focus on that, and it helps me be a better teacher, not being so broad and everything else. Because when I used to try to I would try to teach a system or try to teach students, and I find myself getting so involved in all the different styles and what they offer. But when I look back, now I say, all those things have a common, they have a common connection. And if you've done the martial arts long enough, you'll realize that there's not a lot of difference between them once you've done many different styles. You're only going to learn so many techniques. You're only going to learn so many different ways to breathe. And you're going to only learn so many different ways to take a person down. After a while, it just kind of holistically comes together. And that's what I try to teach my students. To become to get the martial arts to become part of their life, so that they don't just think they're doing martial arts, they're just living their life. And if they can decide, if they can find that place within themselves, it's somewhere that they won't have to stop or stop doing. It just becomes a part of them. And that's what I try to instill. And if they stay with me long enough, it starts to stick. So I've had students with me that have just been consistent. Since the Bowie Kettlebell Club opened in 2014, they've been steady with me. And before that, before the Kettlebell Club opened, students have been with me since I started teaching off the side about 2013. Actually, about 2012, the same students have stuck around with me. So it's been a very successful program.
That's great. That's great. So tell everyone, where are you located? What's some contact numbers if they're someone's looking for a good martial arts school? How do they get up with you?
I'm real easy to find. And just look for the Bowie Kettlebell Club. I think it's the only one in the world called the Bowie Kettlebell Club, because I'm in Bowie, Maryland. And Bowie, Maryland is about 20 miles east of Washington, D.C. So it's a small town. It's not a small town. Bowie is a relatively up-and-coming, growing place, very popular. I don't know why I said a small town. It just sounds small sometimes. But I have a very unique program with the kettlebell training. There's no one really teaching proper use of the kettlebell, and then how to use that with martial arts training and Qigong. And because we all bring our own appetite to the table, mine is martial art background into your strength training and to holistically do that kind of thing. But you can find me in Bowie, Maryland. My phone number is, hang on for a second. Well, let's see. I got a number here, 301. Now, I'll give you that in a second. I looked that one up, Jesse. But I have, you can find me on Facebook at that Bowie Kettlebell Club on Facebook. And I have a website that's www.bowiekettlebellclub.com, and you can find me there. For this phone number, I want to make sure I give you the right number because I have quite a few of them here. You can always reach me at 301-463-4848, and you can also email me at Bowie, that's B-O-W-I-E-K-B-C, at iCloud.com, and you can email me there, and I can get your emails, and we can talk and communicate there. But the website's got a lot of stuff on what we do. Sometimes some folks say I have too much there, but I just know a lot of stuff, and I try to put it there for folks who are interested in seeing it. Very diversified, and I have a lot to offer.
All right, great. And, sir, you know, again, it was a great privilege and honor to have you in Vegas this year. You're featured in the 2019 Martial Arts Masters and Pioneers. We had a chance to bump into each other several times and sit down and actually talk with each other and really, really get some good information. I appreciate you being a part of our organization. And everyone, when you're, it's that time again. We are now accepting nominations for the 2020 AMAA Legends Awards Banquet and the final edition of the Martial Arts Masters and Pioneers series. And so nominate them. And what you need to do is just go to the website, which is whoswhointhemartialarts.com, and nominate your martial arts hero. This is the way that we discover people. I'm asked all the time, is certain masters this and master that, or are they in the book? Why not? Well, somebody needs to nominate them because I have no idea who they are. So that's, we do nomination, we do research, and then we make a decision, whether or not that person really needs to be that person that we actually feature in the book. So don't hesitate. Go to the website and make your nominations. Sir, again, thank you. And everyone, we're closing down our program. But remember, be blessed. Keep moving forward. Surround yourself with positive people. When you now think you're the best, you are the best. So your attitude, these are things that empower you for greatness. Hey, this is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. Hey, be blessed.